What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Tune in to Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD, and join the conversation about how to heal our broken system to reverse our current health crisis. The entire world is looking for answers, and the truth is hidden in plain sight. Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. with live shows on the first and third mornings when you can call in and ask the questions that matter most
Hello,
to
everyone.
You.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Mylène Riobé, and thank you for joining me today on Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD. We're going on an eye-opening, mind-expanding adventure into wellness and disease prevention. Today's topic is autoimmune disease. What is it? How can you protect yourself? And how can you begin to treat this condition and reverse it if you've already been diagnosed? Autoimmune diseases are a major women's health issue per the National Institutes of Health. And the reason for this is because 3 to 5% of the United States population is impacted by an autoimmune condition, and a staggering 78% of these people are women. So this is almost uniquely a female medical disorder. And we'll be talking about why that is today. So in our allopathic or our standard medical care, we don't know why women are more susceptible to this condition or this cluster of conditions. But in energy-based systems of medicine, there's a very clear understanding why this happens, and we'll talk about this throughout our show today. And as the medical director of the Riobé Institute of Integrative Medicine here in Jupiter, Florida, I switched my focus very, very quickly after residency, after completing my residency in OBGYN and obtaining my board certification. I quickly came to realize that our standard medical model, or what we call allopathic medicine, is simply ill-equipped to deal with today's medical conditions. And the reason for this is because our paradigm, you know, the foundation and the basis of our allopathic medical system is the diagnosis and treatment of disease. The problem with this is that there is nowhere for wellness there. There's no place for wellness and prevention in that foundation and in that paradigm. So if your sole focus is to diagnose diseases, that means you're not focused on preventing them or maintaining wellness. And therein lies the problem with our allopathic or standard medical care. Our standard of care here is to accept diseases, and then we scramble to try and prevent people from dying of these diseases. The problem with that is that people don't have a good quality of life. And an added problem that we're now seeing is that our life expectancy begins to shorten when we allow the burden of disease to increase rather than focusing on wellness and its prevention, prevention of disease. And so we've come to this place in our allopathic medical system or in our standard of care where we understand that it's not working. It essentially has failed. How do we know it's failed? Well, you know, 50% of our children are expected to have at least one disease before they hit adulthood. In 2005, the New England Journal of Medicine published a frightening study that predicted that the generation of children born in the early 2000s is not expected to live as long as earlier generations. And we are already seeing this pattern occurring. So for the past 2 out of 3 years, the U.S. life expectancy has actually declined. And so this 2005 study that predicted or inferred that we would be experiencing a decreased life expectancy is happening. And it shouldn't happen. We are the richest country on the planet. We have the strongest economy on the planet. We have arguably the most rebellious population on the planet. And so we should be a little bit angry about this. But unfortunately, our entire culture has been somewhat brainwashed into believing that the standard of care is all there is and that there is no other way, and so we should just accept this as normal. When we go to the doctor, they tell us that these things are normal. We should expect to get sick as we get older. You know, even our children getting sick constantly, we're told that it's normal and maybe they'll outgrow it. So this is a problem that's ubiquitous in our culture. And we do need to start to look a little bit more closely at this and realize that just because something is common does not mean it's normal. So we have accepted disease as something common. So it's extremely important that we do not normalize this because it's nothing close to normal. And so what is an autoimmune disease and why is it impacting women so much? Basically, it's kind of a cocktail. They're kind of syndromes, really. So they're collections of symptoms that people experience. And it's a dysregulation of the immune system, essentially, that results in it appearing to attack itself. And so the immune system's primary function is to distinguish what belongs in us from what does not belong in us or on us. And so the immune system is very tightly regulated. It's extremely intelligent and miraculous, frankly, that it can distinguish something that belongs in the human body from something that does not belong in the human body. And that is its sole function. And when it comes up upon something that does not belong in the human body, it recognizes that, and then it sounds the alarm, and millions of immune cells come descending upon this anomaly in the human body and basically kill it. So if it's a virus, if it's a cancer cell, if it's a bacteria, if it's a toxin, and it lands in the human body, the immune system is supposed to immediately detect it. Even one virus is supposed to trigger the immune system. One cancer cell is supposed to trigger the immune system to sound the alarm and have, you know, millions of cells come descending upon this invader and basically kill it. And so an autoimmune disease occurs when this system breaks and the immune system begins to misidentify things. So it begins to think that your thyroid doesn't belong in your body or that your, you know, gastrointestinal system doesn't belong in your body or some tissue doesn't belong in your body, and it begins to attack it. So it sounds the alarm as though your thyroid doesn't belong in the body, and then immune cells come and they start attacking. And so you can identify this by seeing what are called antibodies in the bloodstream. And antibodies are made by our B cells in the immune system. So they release these antibodies. These antibodies go and they stick to the substance that is not supposed to be there, and that's the calling signal for the other cells to come. So they know exactly where to go in order to destroy this tissue that doesn't belong there. So when we see something like thyroiditis or Graves' disease, that's what's going on the inside, is the immune system doesn't recognize that the thyroid is part of the body because it's broken. And so it keeps sending the signal out to attack the thyroid or whatever the tissue is that it misidentifies. And these conditions are, of course, increasing, unfortunately. There are currently 100 different autoimmune diseases and counting. So every time we decide to count autoimmune diseases, we find more and more, again, because we're not looking to prevent them. We're looking to simply identify them and then treat them. And that's a huge flaw in our allopathic medical system that I'm not sure we're going to fix. So I believe the fix is not trying to fix the broken system, but to introduce new systems that are already equipped. So we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We simply need to go buy a different wheel. So, you know, if your car takes a size 18 tire, you want to go buy a size 18 tire and not try and trim your 19-inch tire down to 18 inches to see if it might work better. So we want to go look at other systems of medicine that actually work for this condition and will actually help not only treat it, but then prevent it in other people. And these systems of medicine are alive and well, and they exist, and they've existed for thousands of years. And they are systems that are energy-based. So traditional Chinese medicine is the one that I practice, but there are others as well, such as Ayurvedic medicine, that are fully equipped to look at this condition from a completely different lens that's much more holistic and much more useful. and allow us then to restore body function to the best of our ability. And then, even more importantly, help educate the rest of the public who is not yet affected by these conditions so that they can take on a different perspective in their wellness to successfully prevent themselves from becoming victimized by this condition and other diseases. And so traditional Chinese medicine has some just very sound foundational principles, and it has to do with balance of energy in the body. And that's a critical departure from our allopathic system, which believes that everything is physical, and if it can't be seen, it does not exist. Well, we debunked those myths long ago. You know, more than a century ago, we began to understand that just because we can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right? We couldn't see atoms, you know, when Einstein postulated their existence. He didn't see them. He just inferred that they were a thing because his mathematics told him that there must be the existence of atoms. And so the scientific community ridiculed Einstein and said that he was, you know, off his rocker until it was proven that there were such things as atoms, you know. And then black holes came along, and I believe Einstein may have been one of the first scientists to predict the existence of black holes, and again, ridiculed, until now we actually have taken a picture of a black hole. And so just because you can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist, and if the science is telling you to infer that it does exist, then perhaps we should start to listen. And so traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda tell us that everything is energy. And Albert Einstein himself told us that everything is energy. Even what we think is physical matter is actually energy. And Einstein was so bold as to suggest that matter doesn't even exist, and that it's simply very dense energy that is vibrating at such a low frequency that we can see it with our senses. And that's why we call it matter. And that's what distinguishes matter from other forms of energy. So everything boils down to energy. And that's what quantum physics tells us. That's what ancient traditions tell us. And that is what traditional Chinese medicine tells us as well, is everything is about energy. And when we look at autoimmune conditions from a perspective of energy, we begin to understand them better. And so they don't seem so chaotic and crazy anymore. They begin to make sense. And then we can use a different path to systematically address, you know, where the energy is imbalanced and begin to rebalance it. And so there's a premise in traditional Chinese medicine that says that women are of blood and men are of qi. Qi is vital energy, and blood in traditional Chinese medicine is a little bit different than the blood that flows through our veins and arteries. It's their energy in traditional Chinese medicine. So we can see blood, but there's more to blood than just what we see. And so blood is, you know, what transports the immune system, you know, to different locations throughout the body. You know, blood is very nourishing in traditional Chinese medicine, you know, and has many, many qualities about it. And the reason blood is important in women is because our roles genetically are as nurturers. And so we get pregnant, we give birth, we breastfeed, and we menstruate as well. So menstruation is the loss of blood once a month, basically, in our modern society. In ancient societies, women didn't menstruate as often as we do in modern society, because what would happen in ancient times is that a woman would essentially get pregnant as soon as she hit puberty. And then she would, of course, be pregnant for 9 months, and then the only source of nutrition that was consistent was breastfeeding. And so women breastfed their children for years. Up to 3, 4, 5 years. That was the main source of food for children. And so when you breastfeed consistently and around the clock, you don't menstruate. And so women rarely menstruated in ancient times, so to speak. Today, because of our modern living, we postpone childbirth. We menstruate once a month. And that's not necessarily healthy. So we think it's normal to menstruate once a month, but it's not really healthy. So we're actually losing blood once a month that we normally would not lose. And that poses a problem that we call blood deficiency in modern living. So if you're losing blood once a month, you're going to become blood deficient. And autoimmune diseases, according to traditional Chinese medicine, are blood disorders. And so if you're losing blood, your immune system weakens, and there's a much better chance that it will become dysregulated and will begin to misidentify itself. And men, of course, don't menstruate. They don't get pregnant. You know, they don't breastfeed. So they don't lose blood to the extent that women do. And what really pushes women over the edge is stress. Because stress, according to traditional Chinese medicine, either consumes blood or it stagnates blood. And so stress affects blood directly, according to traditional Chinese medicine. So again, because men are not blood deficient, typically stress does not impact them in the same way that it impacts women. So if you're already deficient in blood and you're under a lot of stress, you're going to be even more deficient and you're going to have poor circulation as a result. If you have poor circulation and blood deficiency, you're much more likely to have an immune system that does not function properly. And so this is why women are much more susceptible to autoimmune conditions than men. And so this explains the 78% of women, of those people that have autoimmune diseases, being women. And so it also presents us with a path to treatment, right? So we know that this is a blood disorder, according to Chinese medicine, so the rest of the information comes from an evaluation according to traditional Chinese medicine principles. And what that involves is what's called the four examinations. And so you observe a client, there are smells involved, there is observation involved, and then a symptom inventory where we try and form patterns that would be consistent with blood deficiency or what we call blood stagnation. And then we look for other patterns that might be consequences of those patterns or may have led to those patterns. And then we can confirm those patterns by looking at the tongue and feeling the pulses of the patient. And typically a blood deficiency client will have a pale, small tongue, may or may not have a coating on it. Their pulse will be very thin, possibly weak, possibly what we call choppy. So kind of there one minute and not there the next, you know, it comes and it goes. And that would confirm to us that this person has blood deficiency. And so then there are treatments, according to traditional Chinese medicine, that we can then utilize that will restore blood and allow its proper circulation. And then over time, what we should see is the antibodies that were being formed are no longer being formed to the same degree, and eventually they go away with you know, proper treatment and the proper duration of treatment. Acupuncture can be useful for this. Chinese herbs are extremely useful. And then we can bring the field of functional medicine in as well in order to help us to build more blood. So we can do things such as specific targeted diet therapies that bring more blood nourishment into the woman's diet. We can look at the source of what makes blood in the human body. So according to traditional Chinese medicine, the spleen makes blood, and it makes it at night when we sleep. So we have to then begin to correct sleep disorders. We have to look at what the Chinese call spleen, which is roughly the equivalent of the gastrointestinal system according to traditional, according to our conventional medical model. And so we have to kind of look at gut function and where it may be inhibited in terms of bringing nourishment into the body so that the body can make blood. And so we look at all of these things, and there may be other components involved as well. If there's poor circulation, we may have to look at the liver, we may have to look at genetics, we may have to look for heavy metals. But the path is set by traditional Chinese medicine. So if traditional Chinese medicine tells you that this is a poor circulation problem or what's called blood stasis, you know to go looking in a different direction first. That doesn't mean that things won't come back, you know, to other patterns. So in the United States, the reason that we're so sick and the reason that our diseases are so complicated is because we have layer upon layer of patterns, of imbalances. And so we have to treat these patterns systematically. And if we don't, they just keep feeding off each other, and we don't get anywhere. And so the guidance of someone who is you know, well-trained in traditional Chinese medicine and functional medicine is critically important. In order to know what's the dominant pattern that we have to treat first, with the understanding that this is not the only pattern. There are other patterns. And so we treat this pattern first. When we see that this pattern is shifting, we begin to treat the different pattern that unfolds. And we'll know this based on the four examinations. We'll know this based on the client's symptoms changing. You know, perhaps certain symptoms are getting better, and now others are more dominant that were not as dominant before. And then the tongue and the pulse will shift and change because we're dynamic people. One thing that our allopathic medical model has not yet understood is that the human body is not a robotic machine. It is a very dynamic energy field, and it's constantly putting out and taking in information. And it is not doing so like a robot or a computer. You know, we shift on the fly. So when we practice allopathic medicine, we make this assumption that we're treating robots and not people. And the difference between robots and people is that we have a consciousness and a spirit that is, you know, infinitely communicating with everything. And so we create our own thoughts. We create our own energy patterns, unlike a computer, unlike a robot. And so we have to understand that the human body is going to constantly be shifting and changing, and we have to keep up with those changes. And then we have to allow the client to understand that her thoughts are creating patterns as well. And so then we can allow that client some latitude to begin to control thoughts. And that, again, is more of a spiritual, energetic approach to medicine that is just not found in allopathic medicine, but is alive and well in other systems. And so that's just a little bit of what we're going to cover today. We're going to talk a little bit more about the functional approach to autoimmune disorders and why it, too, is better equipped than our allopathic medical model on the flip side of this commercial break. So I'm honored to be with you here today on Dream Vision 7 Radio. This will be our last live broadcast, but we will continue to broadcast podcasts through our website. So if you're interested in continuing to listen, we will be at riobayintegrativemedicine.com. Feel free to email us at info@riobayintegrativemedicine.com for more information. Please give me a call today. I'd love to hear any questions or comments you have at area code 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. We'll be right back.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobay, MD. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time with live shows on the first and third mornings when you can call in and ask Dr. Mylène the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Mylène is the medical director of the Riobay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit riobayintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show. If you're living with fear and stress in your life, there is an answer.
If you're ready for a better way, step through the doorway.
The Doorway is a multimedia online course for transcending fear, transforming relationships, accessing inner guidance, and experiencing more inspiration and trust in your life.
To learn more about these online courses based on the teachings of A Course in Miracles and David Hoffmeister, go to acimcourses.com.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega's Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Awakened Wellness with Milan Riobe MD. I'm your host, Dr. Milan Riobe, and today we're talking about autoimmune diseases, what they are, how you can identify them, and what you can do about them, and more importantly, how you can prevent them at all. Autoimmune diseases are becoming increasingly more prevalent in our society with what I believe is going to be identified eventually as an autoimmune disease is breast implant illness. And again, our medical community is very slow in recognizing the existence of this condition, but there is definitely a very clear association between breast implants and disease to the point where women are asking that they be removed and are willing to live with the disfigured scarring of the breast than to have new implants placed. Treating a client currently who came to me just a couple months ago, extremely sick from a host of things, but the implants kind of shoved her over the edge, so to speak. And so I believe this is going to be identified as an autoimmune disease because it very much has to do with a dysregulated autoimmune system. So I'm not sure that this condition is going to improve if we do not look at it from a different angle. Angles that already exist in the fields of traditional Chinese medicine and functional medicine as well. I believe traditional Chinese medicine has a much more comprehensive approach than functional medicine, but the combination of the two gives us a bit of a 1-2 punch that is synergistic, in my opinion. I don't think functional medicine by itself can treat autoimmune diseases as effectively as the combination of traditional Chinese medicine and functional. And traditional Chinese medicine also has its limitations in a sense because the diseases that we see today in the United States are so much more complicated than what they had in ancient China that we're rewriting, Chinese medicine textbooks in an attempt to correct our modern diseases. These things were not heard of before. So autoimmune diseases are a new disease. They did not exist at the time of when the ancient Chinese physicians were creating this system. Cancer did exist, though we do see records of what we can identify as cancer in ancient Chinese textbooks. But autoimmune diseases did not exist. That's a disease of the Industrial Revolution. Again, when we started spewing toxins uncontrollably into our environment. So in our conventional model, it takes about 3 years to diagnose an autoimmune disease. In traditional Chinese medicine, we don't necessarily diagnose an autoimmune disease. We just look for the patterns underlying them to correct. And so you can have an immediate diagnosis in Chinese medicine as opposed to a delayed diagnosis in conventional medicine, because in conventional medicine, there are certain criteria that we look for that must be satisfied before we say, someone has an autoimmune disease. Some of those criteria are antibodies. So when we want to diagnose someone with thyroiditis, we look for thyroid antibodies. But we can identify patterns that are consistent with thyroiditis long before the body creates those antibodies and correct them so that the body doesn't have to produce those antibodies at all. And that's the power of traditional Chinese medicine over our allopathic medical model. Our allopathic medical model is outstanding for life-threatening conditions. So if someone has appendicitis or has just had an acute heart attack, traditional Chinese medicine is not the way to go. You immediately proceed to the emergency room where you have life-saving surgery, emergency surgeries, and major clot-busting drugs and things of that nature so that you know, die from the appendicitis or the acute heart attack. Aside from those types of conditions, however, other systems of medicine are better equipped than our own. And I believe that we need to start identifying this and start practicing this. And if we do that, we will see that our allopathic model might be useful about 5% of the time, and the use of energy-based and functional systems of medicine would be useful approximately 95% of the time. And so our paradigm really should be to use energy-based and functional medical systems as our primary point of contact for symptoms, with referral in the event of something more major. And that, I believe, is the future of medicine in order to begin to turn the tide. We pretty much have our backs against the wall, and it's just a matter of time before we have to switch to this model in order to begin to introduce concepts of wellness into our society. This condition alone, autoimmune diseases alone, cost $100 billion a year. And if you add up all the different conditions, you know, we're losing trillions and trillions of dollars in our economy to sickness. It's not sustainable, clearly. Like, you know, our economy is okay right now, but at some point, it's not sustainable to continue to have to pay trillions and trillions of dollars for diseases. You know, at some point, you know, something's going to go awry if we don't start to change things. So in traditional Chinese medicine, there's no such thing as autoimmune diseases, and so what we have to do is extrapolate what is already known in Chinese medicine to apply to the condition that we want to treat. And so there are premises in traditional Chinese medicine. If you get ancient textbooks, you will see quotes that help us understand conditions of autoimmune disorders. So there's a quote in an ancient Chinese textbook that says, when the qi of blood is not harmonized, 100 diseases can arise. And I thought that was astounding because currently there are 100 different autoimmune diseases. And so the qi of blood means the vital energy of blood. So when your blood is not properly energized, you know, and is not harmonized, is not balanced, is not properly regulated, 100 diseases can arise. And so blood influences our resistance to disease. And so if we have blood deficiency or poor blood circulation, we become susceptible to disease. So it's not that our diseases are getting bigger and badder, it's that we're getting weaker and weaker. So what we have to do is look at each, you know, quote-unquote disease individually based on symptom patterns in order to identify those patterns of disharmony or imbalance to treat. So when we look at autoimmune diseases, symptoms are all over the map. People present with hundreds of different symptoms, and so it's very difficult to get a pattern. So you have to know Chinese patterns and how they fit together, how the symptoms fit together into those patterns. So many people with autoimmune diseases will complain of fatigue, fever, malaise, weakness, pain. They'll often have gastrointestinal symptoms. They may have loose stools. They may have constipation. They may have bloating. You know, on and on and on. They may have chest pain. They may have poor memory. You know, no organ or tissue is spared in the case of autoimmune disorders because it's a system-wide, you know, it's a body-wide condition. So in order to make sense of this, there is a concept in Chinese medicine called the spleen school, so the earth school of traditional Chinese medicine. And it was started in 1180 CE. So this is not ancient per se. This is, you know, in the 1100s by a physician called Li Dongyuan. And it revolves around a theory that lifestyle directly impacts well-being. And so this was around the time, you know, China had gone through a lot of wars and there were famines and people had trouble, you know, were struggling to find work and to sustain themselves. And so there was a lot of emotional upheaval. People were eating very intemperate diets, you know, grabbing whatever they could find to eat. And so what he realized is that this was directly impacting their health. And he formed an entire system around this observation that he made. And he believed that injury to the digestive system is the etiology or the cause of most diseases. And in traditional Chinese medicine, there is a premise that says spleen is king. Spleen, again, is what we would equate with the digestive system. And so the spleen and the stomach are one system, energy field in traditional Chinese medicine. So what they do in combination is they take food and drink and they transform those raw materials into energy or qi to power body function. And we know this to be the case in our physiology, our modern physiology. We can know that this is true. Now, in traditional Chinese medicine, they have more energy-based theories as well that we don't yet recognize in our allopathic system. But, you know, this pretty much explains what we need to know. So when we look at 21st century USA, and really since the Industrial Revolution, we are mimicking what the Chinese saw back in the, you know, back in the 1100s. With their post-war famines and emotional upheavals, you know, so we can kind of relate to that in today's U.S. environment. So there are three main factors to disease. So one is intemperance in eating. So in other words, poor diet. The second cause of disease that this Chinese physician identified was overwork to the point of exhaustion, which I'm pretty sure most Americans can identify with. And then the third was excessive and habitual emotional expression. And this was just, again, allowing your thoughts to run wild and, you know, to be trapped in a fear-based thinking mode. And again, I think with, you know, we discussed on our podcast on depression and anxiety, how ubiquitous depression and anxiety are in our U.S. environment currently, to the point where suicides are up 33%. And so we meet all of these factors. We meet all of these criteria in our 21st century living for what this physician identified as the root cause of most diseases. So weak digestion on a physical level can be expressed as fatigue, exhaustion, listlessness. Loss of appetite is a big one. So loss of appetite is often not equated with weak digestion. We would think if we had weak digestion, we'd want to eat more. But in fact, it's the loss of appetite that is the sign of weak digestive system in traditional Chinese medicine. And another big hint is our loose stools. Loose stools, loss of appetite, and fatigue are the three main symptoms that form the pattern of what would be identified as spleen qi deficiency in Chinese medicine. And you can confirm that by looking at the tongue. It may be swollen, it may be pale, there may or may not be a coating on it that might be white. And when you check the pulse, it might be a little bit sloshy, you know, like weak, and what they call soggy, you know, and that's how you know that someone has weak digestion. On a mental level, you may have difficulty problem solving. You know, your intellect may not be as sharp, but you may have poor concentration. Another big hint is over-rumination. And so you're ruminating over the same thoughts over and over again. You're replaying the same story in your mind over and over again, and you feel like you can't stop the story. And there's never resolution to the story. So rumination and worry are mental symptoms that would help identify the pattern of spleen qi deficiency or weak digestive pattern. So when we look at autoimmune diseases, there are maybe five patterns that we can identify most commonly. And the problem with over-rumination and worry is that they become trapped and they become repressed emotions, which can then create friction in the body. So if something's trapped in the body and the body is trying to move energy, that's going to create friction. And that friction is going to create heat. Heat trapped in the body exhausts resources. So we can equate that to acidity in our, you know, allopathic model. So heat will transcribe to acidity. lactic acid production, which is a sign of poor metabolism. And so what that does is it exhausts your resources because you're increasing the friction that the body needs to move through. And so it needs to use yet more energy to deliver resources all over the place. And so that creates this exhaustive pattern that causes more disability, if you will. And then, of course, that leads to chronic inflammation, which then over time leads to an autoimmune pattern that we can identify. So there are five patterns of disharmony that are dominant in autoimmune disorders. One is, pattern of spleen-stomach. The other are kidney patterns. The other are liver patterns. And then there's blood stasis, which we already talked about as poor circulation. And there's DAMP. DAMP is what we would identify essentially as inflammation. You know, kidney is that exhaustion, that's been going on for a while, and the reserve tank of the body is found in the kidney, according to traditional Chinese medicine. And so we start tapping into reserves, and we exhaust the kidney. The liver, has to deal with the inflammation. It has to deal with the acidity that's building up. It has to deal with stress because, according to traditional Chinese medicine, the organ system that deals with stress directly is the liver. And the other important thing to know about liver is, according to Chinese medicine, liver controls your circulation of blood. In our conventional model, we believe that the heart controls circulation of blood. But really, the heart simply propels blood. It doesn't control blood circulation. The liver actually does that. So when we're not active, the liver stores our blood. For example, when we sleep, the liver stores the most amount of blood. And then when we get up and we mobilize ourselves, the liver will release blood into the circulation so that we don't fall over when we get up. So that's actually a liver function and not a heart function, but we have not yet identified that in our allopathic model. The heart simply kind of commands the blood. It just pushes it around. The liver is what decides how much blood the heart's going to get to push around. And so the liver is actually much more important in blood circulation. And so when you want to deal with an autoimmune condition, identifying liver patterns is extremely important. And some liver patterns are dizziness, postural dizziness, spots in your vision, that's a big liver sign. Irritability is a sign that you're creating heat and inflammation, and that may disturb your sleep. Menstrual abnormalities sometimes are also associated with liver patterns. And then, again, liver controls the circulation of energy as well. And so liver stagnation creates the bloating, the gassy bloating that a lot of women experience. So that's also a liver sign. The tongue and pulse, if you have liver blood deficiency, again, blood deficiency will manifest as a pale tongue. If you have blood stagnation, your tongue may look kind of dim and purplish, and your pulse would be kind of wiry or choppy. So wiry is kind of that feeling of like a guitar string under the finger. It feels just really firm but really thin. And that's a liver pulse pattern as well, and that shows us that the energy it's trapped. So again, those emotions that get stuck in the body and then get trapped in the body, that traps energy, and you can feel that in the pulse. You can see that in the tongue. Sometimes the tongue will be dim and purple. Sometimes it's red. Sometimes there's kind of this gnarly-looking coating on it that can be dirty. It can be yellow. And that shows us the sign that there's a lot of friction in the body, that, things are repressed and stuck and trapped. And there are, there's a lot of acupuncture that can be done for that. Chinese herbs are excellent for that. And, of course, on the spiritual and emotional level, we look to meditation. We look to heart math, for example, as solutions. But, again, a guided solution is critically important. So when we come back from this next commercial break, we'll keep talking about autoimmune diseases and we'll address some questions. Please give us a call at area code 833-220-1200. Again, you're listening to Awakened Wellness with Milen Rio VMD right here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. We'll be right back.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time with live shows on the first and third mornings when you can call in and ask Dr. Mylène the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Mylène is the medical director of the Riobé Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RiobéIntegrativeMedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
Are you a game changer? Do you care about creating a vibrant future for humanity planet? If you care, you'll choose to engage in strategic action in order to transform the realities of today for generating a thriving planet. Find out how you can do this. Read the award-winning book, Radical Transformational Leadership, by Dr. Monica Sharma. This book is a systemic exploration of how to work with and transform the interlocking circumstances contributing to the complex problems we're facing. There's a chance of achieving a world that manifests peace, equity, and well-being for everyone. And this work offers the readers the creative ways and means of contributing to such a world-changing agenda.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canovas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Discover how to tap into your own intuition and enhance your psychic abilities to access important information in every area of your life. Join psychic medium Karen Noe at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York, October 4th to 6th, and learn to clear energy to increase your insights and determine whether the information you receive is real. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Enhance Your Intuition and Psychic Abilities with Karen Noe. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD. I'm Dr. Mylène, and we're here live on Dream Vision 7 Radio today. Please give me a call, area code 833-220-1200, area code 833-220-1200. So one question that we have is, where do I begin? You know, I have someone who asked me at the gym the other day when I told her I was doing this podcast. She asked me the question that she wanted me to answer on air so she could listen to it as well. And it's, where do I begin? I was just diagnosed with thyroiditis. I'm freaked out. I keep getting all this different information. My one doctor says, you know, to go left. My other doctor tells me to go right. What do I do? And so the answer to that is really what to do is to go to the place where you'll find the most consistent answers. And that is the field of traditional Chinese medicine. That's the first place to start. And once you know the patterns that underlie your condition, now you have the power that you need to begin to go and look at the solutions. And so without the patterns, without identifying the patterns that are causing the symptoms, you start running around in circles. And so one doctor's going to tell you to go left and the other one's going to tell you to go right if there's no captain steering the ship, right? So if you're in the middle of the ocean and you don't have a map and you don't know how to navigate, you're just going to, you know, go around in circles and you're not going to get where you want to go. So when things get really crazy, like they're getting in our modern living, and diseases get weirder and weirder, the one place to go where you will always have answers is traditional Chinese medicine. Because it's not looking for diagnostic criteria, it's not looking for blood work, it's not looking for these superficial, you know, on the surface things that our allopathic model looks for. It's looking for the underlying, deep inside the body, cellular, energetic patterns that are creating the disease in the first place. And if you don't go to the source of the disease, you can't fix it, you can't correct it, you can't avoid it either. So if you're looking to avoid an autoimmune disorder and you don't know what patterns are at play that might be leading you down that path, you can't find your way out. So you have to know, is this a kidney issue in my case? Is this a liver pattern? Is this a blood stasis pattern, a damp pattern, or a spleen-stomach pattern, or a combination of them? Once you know that, then you have a path. Now you have a map. Now you have basically, you know, it's all mapped out. You know how to get from, you know, one place to another place, step by step. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be easy or quick, but you have a path. So it's really just taking one step after another. So you want to find the dominant patterns and begin to treat them consistently. Once, you know, they're in a good place, you find the next patterns and the next patterns, and you just keep following the map, you know, and Chinese medicine helps to steer the ship. I found through my, 20 years of practice now, Chinese medicine is the only system I've experienced personally that always has an answer. You have an answer when you walk out the door. That's unheard of in other systems of medicine. We just don't have the ability to do that in our allopathic model. Even in functional medicine, we don't have the ability to do that. So that's the first place to start. Then you can apply, you know, cutting-edge technology to what we know. So we always want to surround, you know, autoimmune condition with Chinese medicine and then the herbs that are going to be most impactful for the patterns that you have. If acupuncture is suitable, you know, you're going to want to be treated with acupuncture. And then we can look at diet, nutrition. You know, most of the time, the digestive system is involved in an autoimmune disorder, so that's almost universal. So looking at the gut from a functional medicine perspective is important. There are some really cutting-edge, you know, testing that can be done in functional medicine using stool analysis, using breath tests, using cellular-based blood work. So what they do is they draw blood, but they look directly into the immune cells. And where else would you look for an autoimmune condition problem than in the immune cell, because that is, in fact, what's going awry and creating the problem. So you want to correct the immune cell. You can find out all kinds of things about your immune system through functional medicine. You can find out if the immune cell is missing a bunch of vitamins and minerals. You can find out if the immune cells are damaged. You can find out if there are some genetic predispositions. You can find out a lot of things. And so you definitely want to look into those with functional medicine testing. Diet is extremely important. You know, most of the time traditional Chinese medicine will be a good guide. You know, for an anti-inflammatory diet, or if, you know, the pattern is one of coldness, there'll be foods that warm up metabolism. So Chinese medicine has very distinct nutrition recommendations for various patterns that are critically important to follow. So nutrition is a big one. Looking at the gastrointestinal system is also extremely important. You can find out if you have problems with digestion. You can find out if you have infection in the gastrointestinal system on multiple levels. You can find out if you need enzyme support for digestion. You can find out if there's inflammation. You can find out if there's allergic inflammation. Then you can be tested for food allergies. There's our food intolerances. There's so much that you can do. So you want to make sure that you combine Chinese medicine and functional. Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody on the line? Oh, sorry. I thought somebody had a question there. The second really important component is emotional intelligence, or emotional wisdom is a better way to term that. Yeah, so emotional wisdom. And a quick, dirty way that we get our clients to understand about emotional wisdom is to refer them to the Institute of HeartMath. And that's a 3-minute breathing technique that pretty much anyone can learn how to do. And they have a biofeedback mechanism that comes with their software. Software is free, so you download it on the App Store. It's called Inner Balance. The biofeedback tool you would buy from the Institute of HeartMath directly, and it plugs right into your phone, or they have a Bluetooth application, and you can see essentially what your subconscious mind is telling you, in a sense. So you can see if your subconscious mind is feeding you with stress or feeding you with life-affirming, input, so to speak. And you can learn then through breathing and combining your breathing with thoughts and feelings, so feelings of joy and positive thoughts. You can see on the spot how the autonomic nervous system or the subconscious mind begins to calm down. It's almost instantaneous, and it's what's fascinating about it. So it's proof that we have so much control over our thoughts that we just don't exercise on a daily basis. So it's like lifting weights. If you don't practice, if you don't go out and practice and develop the muscle memory and the strength, you don't get stronger. And so our mind is very much the same way. And so the Institute of HeartMath is just a phenomenal place. They've done 30 years now of research that corroborates ancient wisdom, corroborates a lot of what quantum physics is telling us today, and just brings everything around full circle. So we work very diligently with our clients on HeartMath and other meditative techniques as well, just finding what soothes people and allows them to gain the most emotional wisdom. So emotions are a huge part of autoimmune disorders, and controlling our emotions in a positive way is a big tool. So that's all the time we have for today. As always, I always wish I had more time because there's so much more to talk about. But keep listening to Awakened Wellness with Milan Ryobi, MD. We will be on ryobeintegrativemedicine.com. You can sign up for our newsletters also on ryobeintegrativemedicine.com. It's R-I-O-B-E is Ryobe. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be with you here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. And many, many blessings, love and light to all of you. Thank you so much.
Join us next time on Awakened Wellness with Milan Ryobe, MD, to learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Awakened Wellness airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time, with live shows on the first and third Tuesday mornings of each month. Meanwhile, you can join our Facebook page at facebook.com/AwakenedWellness8 and let us know what you'd like to discuss on future episodes. Dr. Milan is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit ryobeintegrativemedicine.com. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.